24/7 at therices.com.au.
It's here today at Wentworth Park. Greyhound Racing New South Wales bring you the Million Dollar Chase, the world's richest greyhound event. Jam-packed with fun, food and entertainment. Tickets are just $20 and net proceeds from the event will go to the Greyhunters Pets Adoption Program. Plus, you could win a brand new Hyundai i30. So grab your mates and get down to Wentworth Park today for the Million Dollar Chase. Gates open at 4:30pm. Get your tickets online at milliondollarchase.com.au or at the gate. Terms and conditions apply.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third in races 1 to 6 at Randwick and Caulfield today.
T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance, the headquarters of equine insurance. HQinsurance.com.au.
It's just gone 8 o'clock. It is Racing HQ on a Saturday with Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. We're into our preview hour of City Tattersalls Club Cup Day. And let's go and have a chat with Mark Van Gestel, the Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Nice sunny start to the day and we've got to a soft seven at this stage.
Yeah, look, it's good to see that improvement. Obviously, with the rail out today, we were in some better track conditions, missing the damage from last week. But look, we'll see how it plays and whether there's an opportunity to improve throughout the event.
Yeah, 8 metres from the mile to the winning post and 6 metres the remainder is where the rail is. But plenty of sunshine as track work's been wrapped up and good reasons to get out there today at Randwick. What have you found for us?
Andrew, in the fourth race, the number 3 Invictus Prince from last Saturday in the Craven Plate. Finished sixth there behind Moss and Darwin. It missed the start that day, but then particularly in the straight when it was making ground about the 300-metre mark, it had to be steady when disappointed for clear running. Got balanced up in its last 200 metres in all the circumstances. Was pretty good. Take you to race 5, number 7, Amanito at the Kensington track on the 1st of October. Started favourite on that occasion, disappointed. The rider indicated that it wasn't really entirely happy racing inside other horses. And its best form is when it's been able to get out wide in the clear ground. Post-race, it was found to be making an abnormal respiratory noise. And we've got the necessary veterinary clearances for the horse. Two to mention also in the last race, Andrew, number 4, Don't Give a Damn, Ramick last Saturday at the Kosciuszko, well documented there. Intention was to be more forward on that occasion. It settled midfield, but after missing the start, it also raced wide and without cover and had a fairly tough run in the event and to be beaten just 1.9 lengths by Bell Flyer had a fair bit of merit in those circumstances. And I thought also number 13, Bo Guest, was worth a mention at Ramwick on the 29th of October. Finished ninth there behind Maximus, but hampered at the start, but then between the 300 and the 200 was held up for clear running and obviously the step up in distance today to the 1400 I suspect would suit the horse as well.
Bo Jest in the last, so a couple there, Don't Give a Damn, and Bo Jest number 13. Thanks a lot, Mark. Have a good day out at Randwick.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Ron Duppersey is back. Ron, as I say, welcome back. Many people wondering, what was breakfast this morning? I didn't have time with the scratchings, but what have you had?
Yeah, just the norm, Andrew. Just poached egg, and a little thin sausage and a little bit of bacon. Beautiful.
Oh, magnificent. Beautiful. Cheryl's on the job. Morning to you, Cheryl. I know you listen to us. And Simon Dinopoulos from Racing and Sports. Good morning to you, Simon.
Good morning, Ronnie. Obviously, all the focus down at Caulfield today, but I think it's a pretty decent support card at Randwick this afternoon. Certainly looking forward to the clash of Roosevelt and Diplomatico and where they get to this prep.
Yeah, I think a lot of intrigue around the track condition, what it's going to be like when we get to the Brian Crowley. If you've heard from Michael Hawkes about Diplomatico. And Glenn Munsey's online from tab.com.au. Morning to you, Glenn.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning to Ronnie. Good morning to Simon. Who would have thought that we were racing on the surface we were going to be racing on today with a possible improvement throughout the day? How did they miss the rain? Who said it's supposed to always rain on a race course, isn't it? It absolutely teemed here Wednesday night, and by dodging that, that's why we're on such a good surface today.
Yeah, Ron, you would have been thinking you were going to get it.
Yeah, look, we've had good days, and then you go forward 2 lengths, and then you go back 2 lengths with that little spit of rain, you know. So it's been like a little bit frustrating all week, but as far as the rest of the city is concerned, I think we've been very, very lucky with that situation. And it looks like we're going to dodge another bullet today with they're putting this storm back till late.
Yeah, let's hope that's the case. It doesn't come early. All right, well, we've got nine races to get through, the Brian Crowley and the Nibison being the features and the City Tattlesalls Club Cup. Glenn, it's always, I think, Brett Devine say, I want to say 108 years, I think the City Tats have been with this day or with racing. It's always a huge day for the City Tats Club.
Yes, of course, this is City Tattersalls Club. We have Tattersalls, well, we used to have Tattersalls Race Day, which the old-timers would say one is Big Tats and the other one is City Tats, but this is City Tattersalls Race Day today. And, of course, a couple of years ago, we had a winner of this go on to a Melbourne Cup placing. So I don't think any of the horses running today in the City Tattersalls Cup will press on to the Melbourne Cup, but stranger things have happened. Let's start with the first here, which is the Forum Group, the Kirkham Plate, a two-year-old set weight maiden over 1,000 metres. And I'm very concerned here because my system is telling it hasn't taken covert ops out, so I might have to restart this. The other market's right, but covert ops is just not appearing as a scratching, that's all. So we'll start with Absolute Control at 11. Bivouac is a $3.90 chance. Recruiting to Win is out. Sedona at $6. Time to Rain, $3.10. Varsity at $23. And Evening Slippers, $2.90 and favourite. Well, with the scratching of covert ops, the best supported runner, and it's not overly vigorous, the support here is Time to Rain. So I'm going to restart this whole system, boys, and get back to tours. It's only been going since quarter seven, so I might as well do it now.
Well, I've got it as scratched, and those prices you read out on the app are the same. So
there's actually got to be a symbol next to it in the system there, but on mine it doesn't appear, but those other prices are right.
Right. All right. With the only horse that had had a run, Simon, coming out, what's the pace here?
Yeah, and that looked to be covert ops, I thought, was the likely leader. So a bit of speed comes out of it. But Evening Slippers, I think, will cross Time to Rain and take up the running. They look to be the lead pair out in front. Sorry, and Absolute Control, I think, from the inside shouldn't be too far away. But Evening Slippers showed a lot of speed in a trial, so I'd imagine she'll take it up, Ron.
Yeah, I agree. And I think she gets across Time to Rain here. She looks pretty sharp, doesn't she? But it's still an intriguing little race, this, and it's hard to go into it with gusto and confidence. Look, she is a high-profile filly, Evening Slippers. She's got a beautiful family there, that Sweet Idea Showtime family, and won her only trial, racing away there. Last week's winner, Anaheim, was nine lengths back in fourth. I thought she'd be hard enough to beat. They're happy enough to run her on a soft seven. So I'm happy enough to put her on top. I think, obviously, Time to Rain is the danger. It's been well documented. He's a half-brother to a Golden Slipper winner. That was an easy trial win, and at least it was on the heavy track. So he creates a lot of interest here. Two Absolute Control. I'm interested in him at the odds. Joe has to really like his two-year-olds to run them early like this, so he's obviously got talent. And I'm really watching any late market moves for this Godolphin horse, Bivouac, who ran right through the line there in that Warwick Farm trial behind Time to Rain and looked like he had plenty to offer. So if these two favourites get at each other, he could be the one with last look. Tricky, 8, 6, 2, and 3.
Yeah, agree, Ron. Interesting race to kick off the day. I was pretty keen on covert ops before it came out. But, yeah, lean the way of Evening Slippers. Although we haven't seen her on a wet track, she trials pretty sharply, and she looks the lead here. Gets first use of the track. It's interesting to see how it plays early, and she could take some catching out in front. So I lean her way from number 6, Time to Rain. His recent trial was really good. It stacked up well against Anna Heat, who tried on the same day from a time perspective. So looks to have his share of ability and expect him to run well. He gets into a good spot from the draw. Number 3, Bivouac, trial behind Time to Rain and was really strong through the line and past the post. So looks to have his fair share of talent. Looks again to a stalking position from that inside draw. He should run well. And of the rest, number 5, Sedona. Just got to respect Team Snowden with any two-year-old when they step out. So Tommy Berry flying of late and do respect it. But lean the way of Evening Slippers. Think she'll lead and could take some catching. My number's 8, 6, 3 and 5.
Darren Flindell, of course, calling, and he's gone exactly the same way as Simon. 8 on top to beat 6-3 and 5 in the first. 8-6-3 and 5. Now, Glenn, how's Larry?
Oh, Larry's booting up at the moment, Andrew. So it's it's not the quickest process in the world, but he, as we say in the technical speak here, he's booting up. Like drawing barrier one in a, you know, and you know the horses are coming across from outside. He's booting up to hold the fence.
Okay, not quite Red Zell, but he's going to do it comfortably. So,
well,
any prices on race?
He's our only at the moment.
Ronnie, all I can say, eventually, let's hope he's making the grade.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, here's the market on the second, courtesy of the TAB app. The Daily Press Handicap here, a benchmark 74 over 1,600. This is a three-year-old event. Quacker Jacket, $4.80. California Concord, $3.90. Orsian is a $4.40 chance. Lucky Helmets at $7. And Ula Saba, the favourite, at $2.90. Best supported runner here, despite the fact it's a drifter, is Ula Saba.
Small field here, Simon.
And not a lot of speed, Andrew. I think Ula Saba controls comfortably from that draw. From the inside, she'll kick up and dictate terms. I think Quacker Jack from the wide draw can press over and possibly sit outside the lead. And California Concord drawing the fence shouldn't be too far away, but doesn't look to be a lot of pressure.
No, but he'll get into a rhythm. It's a typical Waterhouse spot. Just teach their horses to get into a rhythm up front and control the race. So I've got him not slowing up too much here, actually. I think Orsian might be the one here, although he's not as well fancied in the market as I thought he might be. He's been slowly improving, and he did get to the mile there second up, and got the money out of that first up run at Canterbury. I think there's been a fair few winners come out of that. So there's been depth in his form, this preparation. And I think now that he's broken through and he's got a mile run under his belt, he could easily go on with the job here. Quacker Jack was much better in the Dulcify last start, and I like the fact that he's had the tick over trial on the heavy track since. He does look quite nicely placed if he can, you know, lump that big weight, but 58, but I mean, he's a big, strong horse. 5, Ula Saba, no knock at all. At first glance, I thought, oh, geez, how come this has come up favourite? Then you assess, you know, a few little things and his racing pattern and the time that he run at Wyong, a second quicker than Lucky Helmet there that day. So he's obviously on the improve and a good chance here, although just the market put me off there. And California Concord, hard to knock off two Newcastle wins. I like 3, 3, 1, 5, and 2.
Yeah, small but competitive affair. Obviously, 4 last start winners. I'll go away from them with Quacker Jack. Just think, coming back from the Dulcify, he sets up well on 2 weeks between runs and a nice soft trial under Josh Parr, who sticks aboard this afternoon. I think on talent, he's certainly more than capable back in this grade, and I think he's going to be hard to beat. So I'll lean his way from number 5, Ula Saba, as Ronnie touched on. Ran a really good time breaking through for his maiden win. Looks to get the favours up on speed here, and I think he can take some catching. Number 2, California Concord, chases the hat-trick, continues to raise a bar this time in. Admittedly, this is a lot harder, but as mentioned, Tommy Berry flying, and he should get into a good spot from that draw. So he can run well, and of the rest, number 3, Orsian. Broke through for a deserved maiden win. He had a bit of a boom on him early doors, and good to see him break through, and he might go on with the job now. But I think Quacker Jack, back in grey, can be hard to beat. My numbers 1, 5, 2 and 3.
Darren Flindell goes Orsian here, number 3 for Jay Ford, to beat 5, 2 and 1. 3, 5, 2 and 1 for Darren Flindell in race 2. By the way, Glenn Munsey from TAB, we've got those bonus bets again. The first 6 races, not only on Randwick, but on Caulfield as well today.
Yes, that's right, Andrew. Of course, you have to bet through your TAB account. And it doesn't matter whether you bet yesterday on the early bird specials, as long as you've had an investment on races 1 to 6 at either Randwick or Caulfield today. And if your horse is unfortunate enough to run second and third, if you've had a fixed odds bet through your TAB account, you'll qualify for a bonus bet of up to $50 as on your first bet in those individual races.
Glenn, what's the deduction in race 1 for that favourite?
26 cents the winner, 19 cents the place, Ronnie.
Thank you.
No deduction for recruiting to win. And to make it easier in this third race, which is the TAB Highway, which is a Class 3 today over 1,100 metres, no deductions for any of the scratchings.
All right, let's have a look at the prices.
Yeah, well, my Taggerson's out. Can't find Snippy at $19. We've got Lifesaver at $6. Missed out at $26. The Lion at $15. Cheatham at $41. Burning Crown, Greg Ryan rider half over at $54 is the favourite at $2.15. Then we go to Fly Forward, Adam Hieronymus a half over at 54 kilos, and it is a $34 chance. Rocket Money out, no deduction. Our Revenue, 51. Air Free, 41. Newtown is coming. Hear the Blue Bags humming at $41. Our Rose Marie at $61. Doctor on Ice, $7.50. Handle the Truth is a $5.50 chance, and Scratch the Bottom too. Well, he's the best supported runner on the program, Burning Crown. He went up 360, was into 210 yesterday, and they gave it a push out last night, I think after the early bird specials, to 215, and he's remained at that price there. But little bit of money for the Lion, and that's about it at the moment. And we're going about 17 to the furlong here at the moment with this system booting up.
And did you say scratch the bottom too? Has it come out, Bank of Erin?
Yes, late scratching.
Oh, okay, I missed that.
Oh. Yeah, well, I'll make a moral of it.
Yes, it is, you're right.
Yeah, well, sorry.
Okay.
I made one back in 2002 on it.
All right, so number 17 is a late scratching now, Bank of Erin in the Tab Highway, race 3, number 17. Large field in the Tab Highway, Simon.
Yeah, well, Bank of Erin looked to be one of the leaders, so that takes a bit of the sting out of the speed up front. I think Cheatham presses forward. Interesting, looking at the official stewards maps, they had Burning Crown sitting outside the lead, but listening to Sue this morning, I'm not sure they're going to be hustling him out of the gates, but he shouldn't be too far away. I think the two speed horses out wide, Can't Find Snippy and Handle the Truth, look to come over fairly comfortably, I think. There doesn't look to be a lot of pressure drawn inside them, so just even for me.
Yeah, looks tricky. Can't Find Snippy, probably her in some of the action first up without a trial, nice and fresh, but that's just looking for other speed in the race. Look, I don't know whether he can get any shorter. Just on a dry track, yeah, I can understand. You know, he's a boom horse who looks the goods, Burning Crown. He's progressive, he's sharp, he's got a bit of quality about him by the look of him. But on a wet track, I just think that's as short as he'll be, although I'm still tipping him. I like what he's done so far, running time, led the maiden there, bolted in, missed the start, right over the top of them the second time. So, yeah, and the Greg Ryan comes to town wasting to ride. So I've got him on top. I think, obviously, 15's the danger here, Handle the Truth. It seems to be a pattern to space his runs. You know, any other time you'd say, oh, he's had a setback, 42 days between runs. But Keith has just handled him with kid gloves, giving him time between runs. And he's got the heavy track sprint highway win on the board. 14, Doctor on Ice. I really liked his Gold Coast trial. I don't know the depth of those Gold Coast trials, but to the eye, he was very, very good. But I would have liked to have seen a little bit more specking for him. And I'll put in his stablemate, number 3, Lifesaver, who hasn't done anything wrong other than not having a little bit of a query on a soft track. But 7, 15, 14 and 3.
Same first four for me, Ronnie. But I lean the way of Handle the Truth ahead of Burning Crown. I don't think there's a lot between them. Obviously, the 2 3-year-olds in the field, and I don't think the discrepancy in the market at this stage is too great for me, given Burning Crown hasn't been seen on a wet track, and generally those big striding or the bigger horses can struggle on the wet tracks, but obviously Sue this morning wasn't sure. They've got no idea whether we get through it. So just that question mark for me and his place in the market. I just think he's short enough, not denying his talent. He's obviously been very good in two starts, but I think Handle the Truth, more than happy to lean his way, especially given at the price at the moment. I thought he did a great job to win at Rose Hill last start. I was against him. He was making a jump from 1,000 to 12. He was going from a good track to a heavy track, and he had 36 days between runs, and he was still too good. Obviously, fresh his best with him, and I think he comes across fairly comfortably. I didn't find a lot of speed in this race, which is unusual for highways, but pretty keen on Handle the Truth to back him each way. I think he can only run well. Obviously, number 7, Burning Crown, is the main danger. Just a query on the wet track for me. Number 14, Doctor on Ice, did a good job in his maiden prep. Big watch fresh here, given they do come to a highway first up. And number three, Lifesaver. Rock solid in two starts this time in. Have to respect him. But pretty keen on Handle the Truth to knock off the favourite. My numbers 15, 7, 14 and 3.
Darren Flindell likes Burning Crown number 7 to beat 15, 5 and 3. 7, 15, 5 and 3. And Ron, just recapping your numbers in the third there.
Yeah, 7, 15, 14 and 3 for me, Andrew. 7, 15, 14 and 3. Some of my tips are coming up as Simon's on screen.
Yeah.
So hopefully they're not...
Yeah. Lucky for you, Ron.
Yeah.
Lucky for you, mate.
I'll claim them if they win. Don't worry.
Yeah, just recapping. In the first, Duff goes 8 to beat 6, 2 and 5. And in the second, 3, 1, 5 and 2. Righto, how's Larry going before we take a break? We're worried about Larry.
Larry is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. You can turn the sirens off. There's Operation, you know where you come from. No need to get a call or anything like that. Larry is he's back on deck. And he's going better now than what Simon sounds. Have you been out all week or something, Simon? You're very croaky.
He's got a bit of a frog. Bear, a bit frog.
I'm a bit crook and I'm a bit worried because it's the old man's 60th tonight, so I need to back up with a strong performance. I'm a bit concerned, but hopefully I'll come good by tonight.
You're going to have to lift.
I've got to lift. I've got to lift.
All right, you take a break. Maybe have a count of it. We'll take a break and then we'll be back to look at race four, one of the feature races of the day.
Dynamics Indications have the highest quality stallion prospect. Buy a Group 1 winner from a Group 1 winner to own and race with Arrowfield Stud. He's by exciting first crop sire Olympic Glory, a four-time Group 1 winning champion 2 and 3-year-old. From Covertly, a Group 1 winning and Group 1 place mare, and the Dam Mistakes winner Detective. Quality matters. Join our dynamic Arrowfield Gay and Adrian team. For info, visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
A lot's changed in small business, but some things, like chasing finance, haven't. A business loan from Prosper can help. Borrow from $5,000 to $250,000 for renovations, equipment upgrades, or new business opportunities. Plus, funding is possible in 24 hours. So if you'd rather chase business than finance, talk to Australia's number one online lender to small business, Prosper. Visit prospa.com. Terms, conditions and lending criteria apply. Credit license 454782.
With 150 years of expertise, the specialist team at HQ Insurance are passionate about horses and privileged to be an integral part of the bloodstock industry. HQ Insurance, the headquarters of Equine Insurance. Find us at hqinsurance.com.au or call 8913 1640.
Whoever you're backing at Randwick this Saturday, TAB's got you covered with a $750,000 projected quaddy pool. That's right, $750,000 at Randwick this Saturday. Don't miss a minute of the action and watch every race live on the TAB app. With more Sky Racing than any other app, including Sky One, Sky Two and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Who are you backing this spring? TAB. Download the app and visit your local. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Warrawee Needy, a family with speed. Now his baby sister is the fastest two-year-old ever in the world. Needy retired the fastest horse in the world. Get greedy. Get your Warrawee Needy. Visit yerribee.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third at races 1 to 6 at Randwick and Caulfield today.
T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance, the headquarters of Equine Insurance. HQinsurance.com.au.
Yes, and we should remind you, gates open for members at 11 this morning, then 11.30 for others. And, of course, with these sunny conditions, what a nice day to be out at Randwick today for City Tattlesalls Club Cup Day. And Glenn Munsey from TAB, we're up to their race four.
Yeah, and if the team are listening back in the office, it'd be very handy. You're in the process of changing race six over now with the number of scratchings there. We've got four scratchings, so down to a field of seven. You've closed the normal market, and you're ready to open the place 1-2 market. Would be handy if you could open that market, so people may want to have an investment on one of the feature races today, Ryan Crowley.
Yeah.
So if people are trying to work out what's going on in race six, that's the reason why they haven't changed the markets over. So we'll go to race four.
I'm worried
four.
About race four. Yeah, I'm yeah, more worried
I'm
about
trying
race
worried
four.
About these people in the office, Andrew. They're getting paid to work. Right, race four, the City Tattersalls Club Cup here. We've got Destiny's Kiss at $9.50. Big Blue at $6.50. Invictus Prince at $5. High Bridge, the $2 favourite. My Giuliano out. I don't think there was a deduction there. Exoteric, Tommy Berry to ride a half over at 53.5, $6.50. Cosmologist, Sam Weatherly a half over, 53.5 at $10. Social Element is a $23 chance. His Kalachi at 100s and Prince Carrers at $151. Best supported runner dollar-wise is High Bridge over Invictus Prince and Big Blue. The biggest firm up here, Exoteric, one of those hiccup moments I think you'll find, went up $17. It's now a $6.50 chance.
Okay, we got a reasonably good push from Joe Pride this morning on Cosmologist here. Could it be the leader, Simon?
Yeah, drawn to sort of hold the position if they want to. Andrew, Big Blue obviously can come across, and Social Element shouldn't be too far away. So, again, I think the first sort of 100, 200 metres is going to be interesting in this race. If Cosmologist wants to lead, I think he'll hold it.
Yeah, I think he will as well, but if he wants to slow up, he'll get pressure from Big Blue, who'll just want to keep that rolling rhythm going. But I think that's Cosmologist's way in life as well. So, all in all, it looks like a nice, even 2,400-metre test. Look, I want to go against the norm here. Everyone seems to have found High Bridge with confidence here. I know he's only won two races, Invictus Prince, but, geez, what's wrong with his form? You know, he's got that Winx run, and then he's gone to the Bill Ritchie, the Epsom, and he's had excuses there. I thought he was good in the Craven Plate last week. I'd suggest he only has to settle, which he should with this speed on, and he only has to run the mile and a half ride out, which is a little question mark. But I've got him a really good gamble here. I can't get him that far apart in the market. So I'm on him with confidence in Invictus Prince. Look, I respect High Bridge. I thought his Metrop run was fantastic, considering the circumstances. He was a trot and canter up front. He was back in the ruck, and he hit the line well, probably one of the better runs in the race. But, you know, I'd rather the fast lead up into the wet track than the slow lead up into the wet track. So that's my theory there. Big Blue, he'll whack away again, and so will Destiny's Kiss, who's as brave as they come. I didn't know how to line Cosmologist up. I'm going with the better form of 3, 4, 2, and 1.
Yeah, found it hard to get away from the favourite, although I do concede he is probably well-founded, even money. I couldn't really suggest that's there's much edge in that price, but he was one of the better back runners of the carnival in the Metrop, started 4-1 there, and as Ronnie summed up, he was one of the runs of the race. It wasn't run to suit, and to finish fourth, his run was enormous. He's made big jumps in his three starts in Australia, and if he continues that upward spiral, he'll be winning. So got him on top. From number six, Exoteric, obviously comes to town after a good win in the Port Macquarie Cup. There was a great ride by Tommy Berry, and continues to race well. He measures right up off the back of that performance. I think he's well treated at the weights, and he can run well. Number seven, Cosmologist, you know what you'll get with him. He'll be out in front from that inside draw. Won three of his last four starts. He gets his chance in this grade. It's obviously a lot harder for him, but he should be in it for a long way. And got to throw in number one, Destiny's Kiss. Just got to respect his class. He races at his best at this course and distance, and he appreciates the sting out. So no knock on him on his best form. But I think High Bridge, if he continues that upward spiral, he'll be winning. My number's 4, 6, 7, and 1.
Darren Flindell likes the favourite as well, High Bridge number 4, to beat 3, 2, and 1, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Sometimes, Glenn, you get a bit of an instinct. Do you think it'll drift off $2?
I think the worry with a horse like Exoteric, Andrew, his heavy runs aren't that bad. So, and he's, you know, I think that they made a blue with the fact they thought, you know, a heavy track there. And I think that he'll be there at the moment, but normally short price favourites do drift anyway, for the simple reason being they take up too much percentage in the market, and you're not going to let even money chances go around without laying them.
Mm.
So
yeah,
it's not a drift because there's a pot for it. Mm. It's a drift because they hold too much percentage in the market, and being and if trying to work properly as a bookie, you've got to put it in.
Was 225 the best they bet, Munns, yes, yesterday?
I couldn't tell you, Simon, because I wasn't here. I will check it up, though.
Yeah, I think it was. So interesting to see if he gets back to that mark anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, the early bird specials yesterday afternoon. Let's move to race five now. The bottom one is out of this race, Glenn.
Yeah, and happy to tell you race six is now open. Race five, I'll go with Kogaroo, handicap here, which is a benchmark 88 over 1,600 metres, and we start with Embley at $34. Abdon with a barrier blanket on, I should say, at $7. Etymology at $7. Astoria at $17. All Too Soon, $4.60. Live and Free is a $6.50 chance. Amanito at $15. Arraignment is an $8 chance. Smart As You Think at $13. Merivee, $4.20 and favourite. And Omanika came out this morning, 7 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Pretty Kleiner of the activity here. It's Etymology in front of Abdon and then All Too Soon. But money for sort of six or seven on them, but not massive at all.
How's the pace from the mile start here?
Not a lot, Andrew. Embley looks to control quite comfortably from that inside draw. I think Arraignment comes across and sits outside. Possibly All Too Soon, whether they want to press a button with her and press forward from her wide draw. She can come across with Arraignment and Live and Free. Possibly inside settles a bit closer, but not a lot of speed here.
You know, it's all about Embley. I would have thought gets that soft lead. How he rolls along is a question mark, but where are the chases here? I'm saying Arraignment, and I say you're right. Maybe All Too Soon gets a dig in the rib. She's so fit. She's the one I want to be on here, All Too Soon. I know she's had a little bit of a busy schedule of late, but she's very fit. This appears a nice race for her. I think she's got better form lines. You know, that I Am Serious form looks good for a race like this. And she was only a couple of lengths off there the other day. So I'll go her way. I think Etymology, you know, the poor winning strike rates are the dangers. Etymology, I thought he was pretty good first up, but it sets up nicely second up at a mile with a bit of soft form. I'm very, very interested in Smart As You Think if she gets out to silly odds here. I know she looks awful, one win from 29, but she's competed at better levels. She's strong. I think she handles it okay. They're not here to play marble, so she must be pleasing the stable. Third up here, off a better run in the Bensdale Cup. I'm including her in everything. And Merivee, well, has he turned the corner? We'll find out today. 5, 3, 9 and 10.
Hoping he has turned the corner, Ronnie. Merivee, the only last start winner in the field, and want to be stick with him. I thought he did a good job. Win on his home track last start. He might have had the favours up the inside. It was a good ride by James McDonald, but on his best form, there's still a bit to come. He's always had a bit of a boom, and in fairness, he's placing 5 of 11, so only 2 of his last 7. But the fact he's now won, I think he's no speed in the race from the inside draw. He shouldn't be too far away. Expect him to run well again. I just hope he can repeat that level of performance. No knock on number 5 All Too Soon. I think she's a clear danger. Comes out of the best form leading into this, and I think if she rolls forward from the draw, I think she'll be in it for a long way. Number 2, Abdon, did a really good job to finish second last start. The only knock, it's 12 starts and 800 days since his last win, but he's racing well this time in. He should measure up. And of the rest, number 8, Arraignment, just with the lack of speed, could get away with it out in front, sitting outside Embley, and could get a bit of a break on him. But interesting to see how this race pans out. But wide open, and I've left out Live and Free, but he's certainly got the talent to win this. Just wanted him to do more first up. But my number's 10, 5, 2 and 8.
Darren Flindell goes Abdon number 2 to be 10, 3 and 5. 2, 10, 3 and 5 for Darren Flindell in race 5. Just while we've got a sec, guys, can Ron and Simon and Glenn, you can join in. Girl Tuesday, again, impressive during the week. I think it's going to the paddock from what the owners are saying. A bright staying future, Ron, for Girl Tuesday?
Yeah, she's, you know, everyone thought, you know, she thought she expected to win easy the other day. I don't think so. It's the first time she's been put into the race, and she had a lot of weight. I think she's been beautifully handled by Chris, and I think the autumn... Yeah, who knows what could happen there. She does look, you know, mile and a half plus, doesn't she? So CO dreams of the Melbourne Cup, and who knows, as a 5-year-old mare next year, she might be there to, you know, to do something in a 2-mile race, but long way to go before you're seeing that. I don't want to change the subject here. I can't read. But where's Caulfield? I'm looking at this weather forecast. It looks like it's pouring in Melbourne.
Jason Kerr has just texted me because Mark Hunter gave me a text saying it's starting to build up. Jason has texted me 5 minutes ago saying a couple of showers still coming through. So
I just don't know whether the change of thinking of the form, looking for a couple of horses that can handle the going there, but I'm just in two minds with that. Mm. Yeah.
It's anyway. Meant to clear, Ron. It's meant to clear by lunchtime. It's meant to be a sunny afternoon. So anyway, we'll monitor that through the... But certainly Jason Kerr saying a couple of showers still going through.
Fair enough.
Righto, let's move to the Brian Crowley, another of the big feature races today, Glenn.
Yeah, the Southern Cross Group Brian Crowley here, and we've got Pakiri out, no deduction. Jonker out yesterday, 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place. F Troop is an $8 chance. Ron Star out this morning, 9 and 9. Legend of Condor with the visor off at $13. Charge out yesterday, 3 cents and 3 cents. Roosevelt, $2.50, equal favourite. The Tenor at 10, Diplomatico, $2.50, equal favourite. Mansa Musa at 9 and 15 rounds. Good luck, Ronnie, with all your horses around Australia today. With blinkers on, is a $21 chance. Well, this market that I'm reading now is the fresh market, pay 1-2. The previous market, Roosevelt, was exactly two-thirds of the investment there. After going up 320, got into 280, went back to 310 in the early bird special, but 250 this morning after all the scratchings.
And a couple of the on-paces have come out of the race, Simon.
Yeah, lost a bit of speed, Andrew. I thought Ronstar and obviously Jonker were two go-forward types in the race, but still, I think, a fair bit of speed. Mansa Musa looks to lead now, I think, from that inside draw, and the Tenor should also show speed. So he lost a bit of sting out of the race, but F Troop also looks to press forward. So I think there's enough into it. The interesting thing for me is Diplomatico and Roosevelt look to probably settle side by side, just off that speed. Interesting to see who gets the run first.
Agree. Okay, I agree with all the sting is out of it. Looked a high pressure race, but I'm not so sure about that now. So I am a big Diplomatico fan. I know you could build a better case for the other favourite here with the, because he's the one with the wet track form on the board, but there's just something about this colt that he seemed to still do things wrong and changing legs, and I just love the way he went about his work there, winning on the Kensington track there first up. I think he'll train on. He looked good last prep. He just looks work in progress, but I think he's pretty good work in progress. I do respect Roosevelt, and just could feel the confidence from James this morning about this horse. They think he's top shelf and not just a wet tracker, but one thing's for sure, he does handle it wet. So can he move on to be a force in a Coolmore? Possibly he can. He can prove that. He gets his chance to prove that here today. Of the others, 8, the Tenor looks a nice horse. He's an up-and-comer. He deserves a crack at this. I thought he was dominant on the soft last time. And I am specking the 15 rounds here with the blinkers on. Joe's been waiting to put him on. He's picked him up for the right day. I'm just a little concerned with his only wet track trial. But 9, 7, 8 and 11.
I'll swing the other way, Ronnie. Interesting to see who does start favourite. I'll have Roosevelt on top. Just the simple fact, as you mentioned, he's ticked that wet track box, and we've really got no idea if Diplomatico will handle it. But then again, he is by Snitzel, and I think when you've got the talent these horses possess, generally they get through it anyway. So, but it's lean his way. I don't think there's a lot between them. They're two very promising colts, and I think it's going to come down to who gets the run on the other one. I think Diplomatico gets a chance to hold Roosevelt possibly in the pocket there, or whether Roosevelt settles behind him and comes off his back. It's going to be a very interesting race, and do think they can go down to Melbourne and measure up in the Coolmore this year. So really exciting to see who comes out on top. Number 10, Mansa Musa. The fact Gerald pitches him in here when he could have gone down the handicap path with him and taken through the benchmark company. So suggests that he's taken a good step forward off his last start win. I think he leads from that inside draw, and he could take some catching here. The two favourites will be worried about themselves, and Mansa Musa could be out in front and, you know, be hard to run down. So expect him to make the grade. And number 8, the Tenor, did a good job. Not sure what he beat first up, but he's clearly better than that grade, and he should run well here. But I lean the way of Roosevelt over Diplomatico. Should be a cracker. My numbers 7, 9, 10 and 8.
Darren Flindell goes with Diplomatico number 9 to beat 7, 4 and 10. 9, 7, 4 and 10. And certainly, Glenn, I say Brian Crowley, and obviously you pronounced it a different way.
The only reason
I want to get it right.
The only reason being, Andrew, a couple of years ago when this race was on, we got a message off one of the family members and said that they did prefer Crowley. Now we spoke to John, and he said,
some of
I don't really care. He said, some of it call it one way, some of it call it the other way. But I think the lady that she was quite adamant that she wanted it called Crowley, but John didn't care. Yeah.
So okay. Some of the there's a division in the family who what the name should be how, the name should. We've been saying Crowley for years, so Glenn and one person in the family want to change it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you one thing. The race, this race is a really good lead up to the Coolmore, and maybe this is one race where we could keep these spring 3-year-olds in Sydney to be their lead up for the Coolmore with an injection of funds. The timing of it is perfect for good 3-year-olds, good sprinting 3-year-olds.
Well, certainly from James Cummings this morning, he was adamant, wasn't he, that a good run today, he's into the Coolmore.
I'm sure it will be with Diplomatico as well. And maybe anything else that wins this race will be thinking Coolmore.
Yeah, interesting thing too, when Encryption ran well behind Written By, who looks to be the clear favourite at this stage for the Coolmore, and obviously James has an idea of where he sits in regards to Roosevelt. So, you know, that's another good push. The fact that they want to go with the Coolmore with him suggests, you know, level pegging with Encryption, and they're obviously confident he can measure up.
Exactly.
Yeah. By the way, that was my era. Just with Darren Flindell's tips, his correct numbers are 9, 7, 10 and 8. We didn't take Ron Starr out when I gave them to you. So his numbers 9, 7, 10 and 8. Good to know there's a barrage of people listening to us and watching us this morning.
As you know, like on Palace Postmortem on a Monday, our listeners are our best researchers.
Yes, they are for sure. A break and then we'll look at the Nivers, and this is Racing HQ, Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio.
Schwazier by a half length to Airwave. Schwazier is holding Airwave, and a remarkable Royal Ascot double for Schwazier.
Schwazier, a consistently top-class stallion with over 90 stakes winners, including Group 1 Sun, Star Spangled Banner, Divine Prophet, The Mission, and Japanese May. His yearlings have sold up to an incredible $560,000. Schwazier, proven on the track and in the ring. For the best value sire in Australia, call Coolmore today.
With 150 years of expertise, the specialist team at HQ Insurance are passionate about horses and privileged to be an integral part of the bloodstock industry. HQ Insurance, the headquarters of Equine Insurance. Find us at hqinsurance.com.au or call 8913 1640.
Right now at Binley, it's a great time to get a new dishwasher.
Or a wine fridge.
Because if you buy a selected dishwasher.
Or a wine fridge.
At Binley,
you'll get a bonus Woolworths e-gift card worth up to $150.
You'll find the top brands like Smeg, Electrolux, Beko, Vintec and more.
And the very latest in wine fridges.
And dishwashers.
For a limited time only at Binley and wine fridges.
Offer via redemption. Conditions apply. See in store or binley.com.au for details.
As a small business owner, your work keeps Australia in work. That's why a business loan from Prosper is built to work with you. Borrow from $5,000 to $250,000. Apply for free with no security required to access up to $100,000. And you'll get a dedicated loan manager.
Welcome to Prosper.
So for a business loan that's built for business, talk to Australia's number one online lender to small business, Prosper. Visit prospa.com. Terms, conditions and lending criteria apply. Credit license 454782.
Exciting 2 minutes in sports.
The very best of U.S. racing 7 days a week.
Looking at Lee, can't catch, always dreaming, who's the 143rd winner of the Kentucky Derby.
Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 to second and third in races 1 to 6 at Randwick and Caulfield today.
T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance, the headquarters of Equine Insurance. HQinsurance.com.au.
Yes, great to have HQ Insurance with us, along with the TAB sponsoring Saturday morning Racing HQ. Glenn Munsey from the TAB, along with Simon Dinopoulos and Ron Duffacy. And Glenn, we're up to race 7.
Yes, it's the ICD Property Nivison here, a Group 3 event for the mares over 1,200 metres. And TAB number one is Egyptian Symbol with blinkers on today as a $10 chance. Pecans, back at the races, $4.60. That price makes it favourite. X-Teen at $5.50. Shazzy Lee, here we go. Barrier blanket on, winkers on, nose roll off, tongue tie off, visor off. $34. Epidemic at 11. Sold for Song, blinkers on, 21. Perizada, winkers on, $14. Test the World, blinkers off, $10. Resin at $7.50. Dyslexic, $7.50. Warranty at 14. Almanzora at 14. And Tarabai out this morning at 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Well, there's money for quite a few of them here. The most popular runner in the race, though, is Resin. Second pick would be X-Dine or X-Dean. Then we go to Pecans. And then the next pick is actually Shazzy Lee.
An Egyptian Symbol gets blinkers first time here, Simon.
And Imagine takes up the running, Andrew. Only a moderate tempo, I thought. Test the World looks to come across from that draw. Resin shouldn't be too far away. I saw the official speed maps had Pecans leading from the inside draw. It's interesting to see how that plays out, but not a great deal of speed away from Egyptian Symbol and Test the World, I think.
No, none at all, is there? And I know, you know, Bjorn's on record, he doesn't like to lead with Egyptian Symbol, but last time, a similar setup when she led here at Randwick at 1300, she won. I don't know, and Test the World fresh, maybe it's between the two stablemates and Pecans. They're the only three, I would have thought, unless Perizada has ideas to kick up. Look, I know the setup of a potentially slowly run race is not ideal for X-Teen, but I love the way she sets up with the set weights and penalties, with the grade of mare she is. She seems to always peak up in the spring. Love to see her get back into the winner's circle at Flemington last time. I thought that was an arrogant win. I know it's hard to get a handle on how good they were, but wide, no cover, just go crunch and just says, I'm too good for you lot. And I think she's a chance of doing it again here today. I think Resin may be the danger. I know she's up in class, but third up, off a win. Loves a little bit of jar out of the track, although we liked a bit of more of a push from James this morning. He seemed to be pushing the other pair a lot more. 10 Dyslexic, it looks to be flying. That was her, I thought her trial was outstanding leading into this. So she is unbeaten fresh, and if she gets a grip in this going, she's right in calculations here, and Warranting's going as well as ever. Would have won with a faster run race the other day, just that this is a lot harder race. I've misread the two, Pecans. I can understand. I was just looking at those two trials as gospel, but listening to the explanations from Joe, obviously she's very well fancied. 3, 9, 10, 11.
I want to be with Dyslexic here, Ronnie. I think she's given what she achieved last prep, she came a long way in a short period of time, and I think she's got a fair bit of talent, only had the 6 starts, and that performance when only narrowly beaten behind Moss Trip. I think if you can run up to that level of form, look, she's going to be hard to beat. I was hoping for more of a push from Michael this morning in regards to a wet track. They've got no idea, but look, her most recent trial, she's clearly airborne and Tommy Berry's flying. So I'm happy up the each way, happy to side her way for sure. From number 3, X-Dine, I like the back in trip. I think she sets up well. She has won 4 of 7 over 1,200, and she was dominant at Flemington last start. So mares in form, generally stick with them. The lack of speed is the one query, but she's certainly got the turn of foot to run over the top of them. So do respect her chances. Number 5, Epidemic. I want to give her another chance. She had clear excuses first up. 28 days between runs and looked really good in her most recent trial. Under Brenton Abdullah, wasn't asked to do much. I think she can get back to a better form. She's right in this. And number 8, Test the World. Want to give her a chance first up, just with the lack of speed. I think she can sit outside her stablemate Egyptian Symbol. And while she mixed the form last time in, she's certainly more than capable. So keep her safe. And agree, Ronnie, listening to James this morning, I'll definitely be throwing Almanzora in my quaddie. I gave her a decent push, so certainly keep her safe. But with Dyslexic, hoping she can handle the conditions. My number's 10, 3, 5 and 8.
Darren Flindell goes Resin number 9 to be 2, 6 and 1. 9, 2, 6 and 1 for Darren in race number 7. And you're right, Ron, aren't you? He was more bullish about talking about El Manzora than probably the others in the race.
I thought he'd give Epidemic a good rap, and then he brushed over Resin, which shocked me because I thought she may be the P. And then I thought, oh, well, El Manzora, they're just having a throw at the 1,200 metres here. She looks an 1,100 metre man, but he said, no, we've been holding her back to get to 1,200 for this stakes race. So. He sent my head into a spin, actually.
it wasn't what I was expecting.
More of a wobble than a spin.
A slow wobble.
Let's move to race 8, the club's New South Wales handicap.
Yes, this is a benchmark 94 for three-year-olds and upwards, over 1,200 metres. And we'll start here with the scratching in Cool Ring, no deduction. First hand at $6.50. We've got Crafty Cop at $7. Marsupial at $4.60. New Universe at $7. Maximus, the $3 favourite. Passage of Time with a tongue tie off at $15. We've got Top Striker at $16. Isa Rich at $19. Noble Joey at $12. And Proconsul's out, no deduction. Best supported runner here is Maximus. Not an overly vigorous race, but a touch under half the investment on the race so far.
Who takes it up, Simon?
I think Noble Joey looks to come across from the draw with Iso Rich. They look to press forward. Crafty Cop, drawn the middle, he can certainly press forward and hold a position. And then the likes of Marsupial and Maximus, I think, just trail those lead trio there. So, solid tempo.
Yeah, I agree. A competitive race. You could go any way, a number of ways here. Look, he did me a favour the other day, Maximus. I think he's been very good in two runs for this preparation. I can't see him not improving again, actually. I thought he was short enough, to tell you the truth, but the market says no, after going up 4.20 earlier in the week. So I think he should be in the finish here, and I'll have him top pick. I think first hand's a big danger. He was up the inside there on that Kensington track first up. It was a no-go zone, so obviously Cosmologist and a few others Wednesday come out of that situation and have improved. So he's two for two on the soft and has good credentials. Marsupial's trial was great since that mystery at Caulfield last time. And Crafty Cop, well, he was pretty good against Maximus first up there. He was wide, no cover. He was beaten, you know, a length and a half, meets him a couple of kilos, 2.5 kilos better, and he did win second up last prep. So you can make a solid case for him, stats-wise as well. And I'm really nervous about New Universe sitting off the hot speed here and going crunch first up on the soft as well. So lots of chances. 6-2-4-3.
Yeah, agree, Ronnie. I'll stick with Maximus. My one concern is Tommy Berry gave him a 15 out of 10 when he won at Randwick that day. So just whether the market is somewhat overplaying that win, because the ride certainly won him the race. But he ran a new peak. He was obviously very good first up on a heavy track, so there's no concern with the conditions. And I agree. I think he's still open to further improvement third up. He's clearly back in great form. Only relatively lightly raced. He's placed in 11 of 13, and he probably gets into a similar position from that draw for Tommy Berry, just stalking the speed up the inside. So if he gets the brakes at the right time, he should be in the finish again, you'd think. Number four, Marsupial, just got to forgive that first up performance. His most recent trial under Ty England was very, very good, similar to Epidemic in the race prior, the 28 days between runs, and just a nice soft trial there. He gets into a good spot. He should run well. The form around Perras, if he runs up to that, he's going to be in the finish for sure. Number three, Crafty Cop, wide. Stuck it out well first up. He can only improve second up. And number five, New Universe, got to have him in the mix. On his best, he's more than capable. And Jason Collett should get him into a good spot tracking the speed. But open race, but I'll stick with the favourite. My numbers 6, 4, 3 and 5.
For Darren Flindell, it's Marsupial, number 4, to beat 6, 2 and 5. 4, 6, 2 and 5 in race number 8. The last wraps up here, Glenn, at 25 to 6.
Yeah, the Gym Computer Systems here, a benchmark 88 over 1,400 metres, and Articus with the nose roll off is a $51 chance. Caravali at 26, Golden Mane 100 to 1. Don't Give a Damn, $3.90 and favourite. Right or Wrong at $5. Green Sweet is at 51. No Doubt with a cross noseband and a tongue tie on at $26. Araja at 17. Pelothronius at 21, Kanachi, Josh Parra half over, 56, $7.50. Plaisir out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Most Exalted out Thursday, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Beaugest, Cross Noseband on at $6. Level 8 at 18. And Mahalunga, Tommy Deride, one over at 54, is a $5 chance. Best supported runner here is Right or Wrong in front of Don't Give a Damn. But I think, boys, you'd honestly say this is a totally different race because had we been on a heavy, Don't Give a Damn was not going to be there.
I think we'd be treating
him. Yeah, you're
like
so right.
We've been treating him like a scratching, actually, but obviously we got that upgrade and he's running. So, look, his soft form's good.
Is he the leader?
You'd think so, wouldn't you, Simon?
I think so. I suppose it depends how he begins, isn't it, Ronnie? His last two starts hasn't been the best away, but up to 14, middle draw, there's not a lot of pressure away from it. I think Kanachi comes across, possibly Pelethronius, Right or Wrong, gets into a good spot. But I think if Don't Give a Damn begins well, he leads.
Yeah, I've got him in a controlling position. They went a little bit quicker than expected last week, and he just got caught napping wide there. In saying that, I think this stable can keep up their sensational Sydney record over the past month with Right or Wrong here. It's an amazing return from, a couple of bowed tendons, but he's just racing so well. He's soft form. I don't think he would have wanted it to too heavy, but now that we're working with soft, he's soft form from his past life, really. 2016 is very, very good. So, like the way he sets up here in a competitive race, I think he's not a bad horse, this Mahalunga. He's way up in grade here, but there's something. There's always been something about him to suggest that he's work in progress. No knock at all on Don't Give a Damn. He's only got to recover from that really gut buster last week to probably go close to winning this. And of the others, Beaugest interests me. I thought he was going to get to good odds, but he seems the biggest adjustment in this race. He was $10 in the early bird yesterday, and all of a sudden he's six. I don't know whether that's money or whether they're cuddling him. But I do think he's a big improver, although I'm shocked how short he is. 5, 15, 4 and 13.
You have to wait to the last. The best bet of the day for me, Right or Wrong. He just sets up so well in this race. He returned from a 2.5-year break at Sandown over the 1,000. He really caught the eye. And then his two performances in Sydney have both been very good. He arguably should have beat Trekking 2 back. He didn't have a lot of luck at the right time. And then he was a sectional star behind Maximus last start. And now gets up to a suitable trip. His best form in his prior life was 14 to a mile. So he'll relish the sting out. He gets into a good spot. I thought it was clearly the best bet of the day. So happy to have him on top from number 4, Don't Give a Damn. If he can begin well and lead, he's certainly got to be a big chance here. He's just keep coming back to his win when he beat Trekking. If he runs up to that, he's going to be in the finish. Number 10, Kanachi, one of the best wet trackers we have going around. In a race with not a lot of speed, he could take a bit of catching up in front. He can run well. And number 15, Mahalunga. Agree, Ronnie, always had a bit about him. Just that first up win, there was nothing really there to suggest it was that good. I know he won by 2 lengths, but did nothing against the clock. But then again, the fact they deep end him, you've got to respect him. And as mentioned, Tommy Berry flying. So a bit of a knock for me at the price, but you've got to have him in the mix. But really keen on Right or Wrong here. My numbers 5, 4, 10 and 15.
So too is Darren Flindell. 5 on top to beat 4, 10 and 8. 5, 4, 10 and 8. Is that your best bet?
Yeah, that's the best for me, Andrew. Right or wrong. Hopefully we can bring it home in the last.
Righto, you have a good day. Simon Denopoulos from Racing and Sports. What about your best stuff?
I just think personally, I think the prices are wrong between the two, so I want to gamble on Invictus Prince in the City Tattersalls Club Cup. So race 4, number 3.
Race 4, number 3. Have a good day. Thanks a lot, Duff.
Thanks, Andrew.
Ron Duffacy and Simon Denopoulos completing our Randwick preview. Stay with Sky right through the day. You'll have more previews coming up and lots of live information right through the day. The number one place is tab.com.au as well for all the markets. Stay with Sky at number one for racing.
Are you ready for tonight's $1 million Chase Grand Final?
Yeah.
Constant tab updates, interviews, late mail and Tim Newbold's thrilling call.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Tonight from Wentworth Park, right here on Sky Sports Radio.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Cabernet Sauvignon by De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
New season, new styles. Enjoy Oz Design Furniture's extended 20 to 50% off sale. Hurry, 20 to 50% off. Must end Monday. Visit ozdesignfurniture.com.au. At Miller's Point, a car breakdown on the Sydney Harbour Bridge. He's approaching the southern pylons and lane one is suffering. Granville in a three-car accident on Parramatta Road just past Woodville Road. And at South Wentworthville, Cumberland Highway and Old Prospect Road, lights are flashing yellow. The David Jones mid-season sale continues. Save up to 40% on home, including Esteel, Samsonite, KitchenAid and DeLonghi. T's and C's apply. Go in-store or online to shop the sale. I'm Steve Carline, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
The excitement continues at Royal Randwick Saturday, October 27, with spring racing on Cox Plate Day. Get trackside and get behind our golden girl Wings as she contests her fourth consecutive Cox Plate. All the action from Moonee Valley will be live on the big screen. For world-class racing, award-winning hospitality and entertainment, book spring racing on Cox Plate Day Saturday, October 27 at theracers.com.au.
It's Brett Ogle here, standing in a Drummond golf store, completely naked. Don't worry, madam, everything's fine. I'll be fully clothed in a minute, because only Drummond Golf has a range that includes all the famous brands in clubs, bags, buggies, accessories, shoes, and you'll be happy to hear, clothing. In fact, for the best range in golf gear, you really can't beat Drummond Golf. Ah, here come my new clothes now. See, madam, nothing to worry about. All I need now is some new balls.
Lionel, summer is in the air.
And the gift cards are too, Mum.
Lionel, every now and then try to make sense.
Our bonus FBOSS gift cards up to $400 with air conditioners, Mum.
See? You can do it.
For a limited time, get a bonus FBOSS gift card worth up to $400 when you buy a selected split system air conditioner at Bingley.
How good is that?
A new aircon plus a bonus FBOSS gift card up to $400 right now at Bingley.
Offer via redemption. Conditions apply. See in store or bingley.com.au for details.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Caulfield Cup Day, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 6 at Caulfield and Randwick. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
Who are you backing this Caulfield Cup Day? Tab. Download the app today. Tab account bets only. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by Tab.
Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third in races 1 to 6 at Randwick and Caulfield today. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, we're going to focus in now on Caulfield Cup Day. The track at the moment a good four. We'll try and get an update on that for you shortly. In fact, let's go straight to Jason Kerr, track manager at Caulfield. Morning again, Jace.
G'day, Andrew. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking our call for our Sydney listeners and wherever people are. Can you update on what's happened the last couple of hours?
Yeah, the showers have kept coming through, Andrew. We've had another couple of mils this morning since we last spoke, so it's... looking at the radar now, there's a little bit to come. So they're a little bit more significant than the Bureau of Tipping. But, yeah, hopefully they're through and past us sort of by race time.
Okay, so it'll be, what, about 4 mil overnight and this morning?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So it's it's probably pushing it towards that that soft range. It's still officially rated a 4, but we'll have a little bit with the shields at quarter to 11. But, yeah, probably with these showers keep coming, it's probably getting towards that soft range.
Okay, and just looking, you're obviously monitoring the radar, so you're still expecting a little bit more before it does clear.
Yeah, it looks like, you know, there's probably showers coming through, probably 50 k's away, still just working their way through, so we'll get a few and we'll miss a few, but I'd say there's probably another mil, maybe another couple of mil in it before it looks like there's a bit of a break.
Okay, all right, so still a good four, but edging towards a 5. You'll wait and see when the stewards get there.
Yeah, we'll have a look at quarter to 11 and make an announcement if there's a change.
Righto, beautiful. Thanks a lot, Jace, really appreciate it.
Thanks, Andrew, see ya.
Jason Kerr there at Caulfield. These are the scratchings. Race 1, clear. Race 2, take out number 8. The third, number 4. Race 4, number 11. Race 5, 17 and 18. Race 6, take out 6, 8 and 9. Race 7, 2, 6 and 9. Race 8, the Cup, the two emergencies are out. 19, Patrick Erin and 20, Jamer. And race 9, 5 and 11. They are the scratchings. Mark Hutter's online. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew.
I know you've been keeping an eye on that radar. I'm not too sure whether you heard the end of Jason there. So about 4 million total and maybe just slowly getting towards a 5.
Yeah, I would be stunned if we don't get a downgrade, Hoss. We've had quite a bit of rain here. I'm not that far different to the rain that would fall at Caulfield. And don't worry, there's still quite a bit more on the radar as well. So I would be really surprised if it's not a soft 5.
I guess the positive to it, I mean, horses would, I mean, Andrew Forsman's put out a tweet, I'm really liking Melbourne this morning. There will be trainers that will appreciate the sting out of the track. I was there at Werribee yesterday with Doretto. It was one that was going to appreciate if any sort of rain arrived. So there will be trainers that are happy with this rain.
Yeah, look, yesterday I thought it would be really firm. We had a dry day and windy day yesterday, and I thought, gee, this is going to come up rock hard on Caulfield Cup Day. It's caught me totally by surprise how much rain's fallen this morning, and I'm sure some of those internationals would be cheering for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And just listening to Jason Kerr there, I think he's been a little bit, well, his quote was there, they've been more significant than what was originally forecast. So Dean Lester's joining us. Dean, 4 mil in total, close to a soft 5 as it speaks, just talking with Jason Kerr. Good morning to you, mate.
Hi, Andrew. Well, it caught our weatherman off by surprise. It certainly caught me by surprise, that's for sure.
Yeah, it just seems to be there was going to be showers, but it's just a bit more than what was forecast. All right, let's get going with this massive 10-race card. Glenn Munsey's with us from tab.com.au to take us through the main ones in these first few early races. Munz, what's happening in the first?
Okay, Andrew, we start with Kalaza here as a $4 chance. Zizis at $7. Eways is at $5.50. Go down to number six. Assyria is at $10. Roma Coney at 13, Zagos 11, Delusions $3.30 in favourite, and Muthira is a $15 chance. Good battle here. Most popular runner is actually Zagos here, number 8, 11 out to 13, back to 11, in front of Kulaza, who's 3.30 out to 4. Third pick is Delusions, who was 3.70 into 3.30.
Mark, I'll come to you while Dean gets settled there. What are your thoughts here in the first?
I think Dino might win the race, Hoss, with number 9, Delusions. It was an outstanding win up at Swan Hill. It sat wide, got no favours, was never, ever going to lose, just powered to the line to win easily. Now, it's got to obviously take the step up to city grade, but looks a really promising horse. Should get a nice run from the gate to beat number 3, Uwazi, who... Look, it just battled away last time. That's the best form line coming into this race. It didn't have a lot of room back inside. I'm sure can improve. I thought 6, Asira, might nearly be the first leader, and the rain's a bonus for that horse. And then number 1, Kulaza, who comes out of the Flemington race where it was just beaten, and that form's working out also. 9, 3, 6 and 1.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Kulaza. I think a little bit of race experience coming off a run against the Mud. I've already a stakes winner. And that run at 1400 last start. Since Coin came through that race to win on Wednesday to beat Delusions, hope I'm wrong. She was very good on debut and she can measure up. 7 Roma Coney, I thought it was a good win at Wangaratta and thought it'd be quite strong late. And Awasi, who is down in grade on her recent runs, 1, 9, 7, and 3.
Matt Hill calls Caulfield Cup Day and he likes Kulaza, number 1 in the first, to beat 9, 6 and 10. 1, 9, 6, 10. Race 2 here, the Gothic. Couple of interesting horses. One in particular, Glenn, that we saw recently, Yulong January.
Yes, Kieran Maher and the Eustace stable there. They're on fire in Sydney. We start with Wild Planet here at $9.50. Down to number 3, Yulong January, trying to maintain its unbeaten record, is a $3.50 chance. Rainier, $2.50 and favourite. Signor Fox at 12. Ring-a-ding-ding ding at 7. Secret Blaze at 17. Go down to number 10, Zutori 21 and number 12, Kaplumich, is a $21 chance as well. It's all about Rainier here. I think they're trying to get it back from the other day. At this stage, it's got 3 and a bit times the amount of money on Yulong January, but I wrote Yulong January down as a $4 chance earlier this morning, now $3.50.
All right. Well, can they get their money back, Dean?
Oh, they might, Andrew, but I'm going to go Yulong January. He's a beauty. He's won 3 in a row. He rides the speed. He quickens well. He handles all conditions. On with him, Rainier. Yeah, look, he certainly should have won last start, no doubt about that, but he's short enough to find out if he can win a race. Ring-a-ding-ding
progressing beautifully for the Weir stable. They've got a great record in this race. And Wild Planet, who did beat Rainier last start, up in the weights a bit, an awkward draw, but maybe next best. But no, I like Yulong January, 3, 4, 6, and 1.
Like Yulong January as well. I think it will spear straight to the front. I think Regan Bayless will totally dictate the race. The rain, no worries at all, and it's going to be awfully hard to run down. To beat number 4, Rainier, you couldn't miss the hard luck story last time. She'll get a great run behind them and be hard to beat. Number 6, Ring-a-ding-ding, 2 starts for the stable, terrific at Moonee Valley, got the job done at Bendigo. And then number 7, Secret Blaze, who is the best value in the race. It lines right up with Wild Planet from last campaign. Terrific first up and going well since it's been ridden back. I'll go 3, 4, 6, and 7.
Matt Hill likes 4, Rainier, to beat 3, 1, and 6, 4, 3, 1, and 6 in race 2. Race 3, the Caulfield Sprint changed a little bit this morning, Glenn, with Spending to Win coming out.
Yeah, it was a $6 chance when it came out, Andrew, so we can give you the whole field here. Malibu Styles at 15, Callista's at 6, Bonds Away at $4.80, down to number 5, Super 2 at 10, Eduardo is the $3 favourite. She Knows for Danny Williams at $9, Miss Leonardi's at $5.50, and Thorndor is a $14 chance. Best supported runner here is Eduardo. And it's got just under double the investment on Miss Leonidas. And third pick only just now would be Bonds Away.
It's come out of nowhere, Eduardo, here with some strong performances. Mark, give us your thoughts in the sprint.
Yeah, my thoughts changed, Andrew. I thought Spending to Win had the best preparation here with some freshness for the 1,000. I'm going to tip Eduardo. It's been absolutely sensational its last two runs. I just hope it's fresh enough for the drop back to 1,000 metres. There's terrific speed up front. I hope it can take a spot just behind the speed. The soft track, no worries, to beat number 3, Bonds Away. Same sort of preparation as Eduardo, exactly the same. Again, I just hope it's fresh enough for the 1,000. It'll be tucked away and running on. Number 2, Callista, fitter for recent racing, just about ready to fire. And number 1, Malibu Style, I thought trialled well. He's a good horse, and 1,000 metres to 1,100 is his perfect trip. 6, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, I'm going with Eduardo. Interesting, the 3... A lot of tipper all coming back from the 1,200 to the Gilroy, so it's a little bit of a challenge, but I'm just hoping with the speed of Super 2 and Callista being ridden really aggressively today, he can just pop in behind them, soft ground, and today at least, whilst he's been going up in grade, he's been badly weighted, at least the 53 today, I think he's got a weight he can win with. To beat to Callista, who's just about back to her best, judging by her last run, Bonds Away will be very strong late, and I'll put in this Leonidas next best. I think this is harder, but she'll get a cheap run behind them. 6, 2, 3, and 8.
6, 2, 3, and 8. And Matt Hill goes 6 to beat 3, 2, and 8. 6, 3, 2, and 8. Dean, a question without notice. I must admit, I don't know the trainer, and I'm unsure how to pronounce her surname. But is she has she been around racing, or what can you tell us about Sarah?
Sarah Shoki, she's worked around stables at Cranbourne and worked for works her own team and worked for Ember Jasosovic, and she's the partner of Brian Park, so it'll be a real team effort today.
Yeah, no, it's a great story. Let's hope it continues with a good run today, obviously. Race 4, the Alinghi Stakes over the 1,100. Glenn?
Yes, and in the Alinghi, Jorda the toppy here is a $9 chance. Go down to number 3, Creativity at 19. Grey Shadow, $4.60. Soothing, $4.20. Nyetta is at 10. Essence of Terror, at 21. From Within, the $3.60 favourite. Go down to number 10, which is Acume. It's an $11 chance. You might as well, working from home, number 12 is at $23 there. Best supported runner here is From Within. It was 330 out to 390, back to 360. Second pick would be Grey Shadow, who's 464, 44, 60. And third pick, not a great deal separating Jorda and Soothing.
Johnny Thompson will be happy, a little bit of rain around with Naita down there. Dean, give us your thoughts here.
I'm going with Grey Shadow. Now she's beginning well in her races since the barrier blanket's been applied. I think she's well suited to win again, to beat 8 From Within, who's going really well for Toby Edmonds. Was a very easy win. For Jordan, ran well in limited room last start, and Soothing was just all at sea, going the left-handed way of going, but she ran quite well, considering that she just didn't handle the last turn at all.
next best. 4.815.
Going into that last race at Caulfield, and as Dean said, just didn't handle the turn. It got around it like an absolute crab. So I'm just hoping that experience at Caulfield stands it in good stead today. You get a lovely run behind the speed, and if it runs those Sydney runs, I think Soothing's the one to beat. To beat the stablemate, number one, Jorda, has had two runs back from a spell. Not much has gone right. I think the horse is going terrific. Down to number 10, Acume or Acumi, who that run behind I am excited. He's good form for this. And then number 4, Grey Shadow, gets a beautiful run from the gate and was a dominant win last time. I like 5, just hope its manners have mended. 5-1, 10-4.
5-1, 10-4 there. And for Matt Hill, it's 5 as well, Soothing, to beat 1-10-4. 5-1, 10-4 in race 4. Working through this card, we get to the Ethereal, and Mark Newnham's down here with Graceful Glamour again, Glenn.
Yes, off the back of that, Oaks trial race.
Oaks trial,
at Flemington. Yeah. But Frespinol, the toppy, we'll start with it. He's I've get the yeah. right race, of course. I've got Doomben race 5. I've clicked on the wrong one. It's Caulfield race 5. It's for 2 at $17. Graceful Glamour at $4. Aristia is at $7.50. Sizzle Me at $21. Scenic Sight at $19. Very Elegant is at $2.30 favourite. Down to number 8, Yulong Meteor at 18, Dark Confidant at 21, Pressure at 12, and basically that is the they are the only runners under about $50 for this race here. Well, the best supported runner on the program, Very Elegant, after going up 3.30, was into 2.40, 2.30 this morning, remains at that quote there. Second pick a very long way away is Graceful Glamour.
All right, you're with Weary's Filly or something else, Mark?
I'm with Weary's Filly, Hoss. Very Elegant. I think she's an absolute star. The rain certainly won't worry her. I think the only way she gets beat, she can be messy at the gates, and if she got strung up in traffic and Graceful Glamour was off and gone, that would be the only way I can see that she'll get beat. She was so strong through the line last time. I think she'll eat the 2,000 metres up and win to beat number 2, Graceful Glamour. Just going to bounce, put itself there. Terrific win at Flemington. And if, as I say, Very Elegant gets held up, Graceful Glamour can win. Then number 3, Aristia, it's just having no luck. Surely from gate 1 it gets a great run. And I put number 5, Scenic Sight in, who this is a harder race, but it's improving with each run and should run the trip strongly. I think 6 wins, 6, 2, 3 and 5.
For me, I'm with Very Elegant. I just think 2,000 metres won't be a problem and the soft ground's an absolute beauty for her. Graceful Glamour will make her own luck and give a great sight. Aristia, as Mark said, had no luck her last two runs. I think Sizzle Me's the improver here. She ran okay in the Oaks trial. Since trialled in Blinkers and here she trialled well over a bit of ground at Cranbourne. I think she'll run the trip and she could get into the money at a price. 6, 2, 3 and 4.
All right, and 6 the best bet of the day here for Matt Hill in Very Elegant to be 2, 3 and 5, 6, 2, 3 and 5. We move to race 6, the Caulfield Classic. Horses possibly on the way towards the Derby, Glenn.
Yes, that's right. We've got Thinking Big here, $3.60, Musselbrook at 19, Extra Brute, $2.20 and favourite. Go down then to number 7, which is Tavi Run at 15. Down to number 10, Sikorsky at $5.50. And number 12, Chapada, is a $9 chance. Well, basically one-way traffic here for Extra Brute. It's got 3 times the amount of money on it than what Thinking Big has. And Thinking Big's got 2.5 times the amount of money than the bottom two. Star Missile's actually next pick for Greg Urell. And then Chapada.
Okay, Dean, your thoughts here as horses get to 2,000 metres?
Yeah, Andrew, the one I'm tipping has been to 2,000. That's Thinking Big. I was a little bit more confident on a drier track. I thought he was going to drop out in the spring champion. He toughed it out pretty well. Had the run at 2,000. Just worried about the ground. Extra Brute getting better with every run. He should get a lovely run, and he's a good winning chance. I think Sikorsky ran pretty well last start because he rose the speed and he toughed it out well. He probably ridden a bit more conservatively today. I think they're the 3 main chances, and Chapada the maiden when they're off Wangaratta. He looks a strong stayer, but this is a much harder race. 1, 3, 10 and 12.
Just a different order. Number 3, Extra Brute. I think he's a beauty. He's just improving with each run. He came off the slow tempo a couple of runs ago, off the quick tempo last time. He gets a good run behind the speed. He's got a good soft track run there early in his career, and I think he's the one to beat. Number 12, Chapada. That fifth 2 runs ago, that was against Sikorsky and Savoir, so you can line the form up there. Little setback before Wangaratta bolted in. It'll go forward, give you a good sight. One Thinking Big was good last time working forward early in the race. And then number 10, Sikorsky, who sat up on the speed and fought on well at Flemington. 3-1 to beat for me, 3-12, 1-10.
3 also for Matt Hill, Extra Brute, to be 12-1-10. 3-12, 1-10 in race number 6. Working through this 10-race card, the Coogee Cup is the next race. What have we got? 3 scratchings making it a field of 8 here.
Yeah, we've got Tally as a $12 chance, down to Trap for Fools at $3.80. Lifeless Ordinary, $6.50. Sir Charles Road at $9. Best of Days, the $2.40 favourite. Samavair at $18. Mask of Time at $19. And Maha Medes is a $9 chance. Best of Days is roughly double what Trap of Fools has got on it. Right behind Trap of Fools is Maha Medes. And then Tally, they're the top four.
Interesting. They could have run at Cranbourne yesterday or tomorrow, of course, Mark, but they decided this morning to run here, Best of Days.
Yeah, it's my top pick, Andrew, my top two picks here. I'm not so certain on soft ground. It's changed the race here. I'll tip number 7, Best of Days. It's had a couple of goes on the wet overseas. So just looking at the margins, I haven't gone back and studied the runs, but looking at the margins there, probably don't appear to be its best runs, but it was terrific at Caulfield. It'll miss a kick, it'll fall down to the fence, hopefully, and just follow through when Trap for Fools kicks for home. And I just think it's got the sprint and the weight to run down number 3, Trap for Fools. It's got a soft 5 win to its name. Not sure where track's ideal for it, but it's obviously racing great. Number 1, Tally, was terrific at Flemington, making late ground. And then number 4, Lifeless Ordinary, whose 2 runs back have been good. Not so certain on the wet here. I'll go 7, 3, 1 and 4.
I'm just swapping these dashes. I'm going in 3 Trap for Fools. I think he'll lead, give a good kick, and he's just such a tough horse. I'm going with him to beat. Best of Days was very good. He loomed up last start and maybe just peaked on his run. This looks a very good option for him. Kelly, I thought his closing effort late in the Turnbull Stakes was terrific, and he's the one over the odds. And Lifeless Ordinary at 2,000 metres, third up's got a chance. 3, 7, 1, and 4.
And box numbers for Matt Hill. He goes 7 Best of Days to beat 3, 1, and 4. 7, 3, 1, and 4 in the Coogee. The feature race, Glenn, is the Caulfield Cup, set to jump at 4:40.
Yeah, straight down the board here. We've got Best Solution at 14. Cliffs of Moore at $7. Chestnut Coat at 21. John Snow, 41. Sound Check, 26. Ace High, 11. The Taj Mahal at 17. Giretto, 16. Red Verdon at 18. Vonja Mask at 101. Ventura Storm, 21. Mighty Boss, 101. Homesman at 12. Kings Will Dream, $5 and favourite. Soul Impact, 51. Gallic Chieftain, 41. Night's Watch at 18. And Young Star is a $6 chance. Well, since the market after the barrier draw on Wednesday, most popular runner has been Young Star in front of Kings Will Dream, Cliffs of Moore, and then Ace High. So pretty close to market order at this stage.
How's it going to be run, Dean? Does there look to be pace early in the cup?
Oh, well, I was expecting the Taj Mahal would probably take it up from out wide, Andrew. We got a wishy-washy message yesterday whether he mightn't go forward or he might go forward from the stewards, but I'm expecting he'll carve across and lead, and I think the inside 4 or 5 barriers will hold their spot. So it'll be busy to the post. Usually those horses inside want to hold their spot.
And a little bit of rain certainly will. I mean, the internationals, most of them will feel that's going to be a positive for them.
Yeah, I would think so. And it certainly gives them a chance. I don't know how much has changed my thinking, Andrew, but I'm going with Homesman. I thought he had a solid hit out last week. And drops to 53 kilos, which is probably a bare minimum for Ben Mellon. He's come up with a good draw, and I think he'll run well. I think Kings Will Dream's had a great preparation. I think he's the danger. I think the Taj Mahal, tough on-pace runner, I think he's been building his form and he's dropping in weight with every run. And Young Star, who'll be really strong late. She was good in the Turnbull, and this ground shouldn't bother her at all. So I put them in 13, 14, 7 and 18.
Yeah, I'm with number 14, Kings Will Dream. I just think he's got a sensational barrier. He's got Homesman inside him who pushes forward. I think he'll lob just behind him. You can see Lloyd's horse is dominating the race, and when they kick, he's just going to be in the perfect spot. I think last time Weary set him for a race, he went from being not so impressive at Flemington to winning Mornington by about 5 lengths, and he's just had this in mind the whole way. Hasn't had a hiccup. I think it's the one to beat number 18, Youngstar. The rain will certainly help her. If she can just stay in touch and not get held up in traffic around Caulfield, she'll be very strong late. Number 2, the Cliffs of Moher. I like its barrier draw. It can follow through inside and run on strongly. And the same with number 8, Giretto. I just think the barrier is a big plus the way this race will be run. 14, 18, 2 and 8.
14 as well for Matt Hill in Kings Will Dream to beat 18, 2 and 8. So his numbers 14, 18, 2 and 8 in the Caulfield Cup, due at 4:40. We move to the Tristark now. Race 9, Sabatiano coming out this morning, Glenn.
Yes, who was a $4.60 chance. So we've got prompt response here at 7, Aloysia at 19. Invincibella, $3.50 in favourite. Invincible Gem at $6.50. The under number 6, Booker at $7.50. Shamook at $6.50. Bella Martini, $15. Elika Zoom, $6.50. You might as well have the others. Furyk, $34. Down to Miss Siska, 34, Freeheart at 26, and Lady Cromax, an $81 chance. Well, over three times the amount of money on Invincibella than any other runner in the field here. The second pick would be Invincible Gem, so staying with the Invincibles. Third pick, the Toppian prompt response.
Okay, Mark, how do you see the Tristark this year?
I think Sydney will dominate. I'm going with number 3, Invincibella, again. The race just worked, couldn't have worked out any better at Flemington. It won really well. It's a different challenge here for horse and rider, but I think if the gaps come, gaps open from the 500-metre mark, she's going to be very strong. She's just in magnificent form, and I think she can run them down again. To beat number 7, Shamook, you would imagine Gay's horses will punch forward, control the race. Shamook will be very hard to run down. 4, Invincible Gem, ran on well first up in a good field. And number 1, prompt response, who's just going to be first down to the rail, get a great run, and be fitter for that first up run. 3, 7, 4, and 1.
I'm going with number 7, Shamook, here. I think she'll go to the front. I think take a lot of running down back to 1,400 metres. I think she'll give a great sight. So beat Invincibella. Had a beautiful blend into the race at Flemington last start. Really showed what she can do. It's whether she can do the same around Caulfield. That's my little theory. 4, Invincible Gem, no problem with the ground, so most of her racing against the males. She'll probably be standing them up a bit of a start, but she should be strong late. And Booker, been a bit quieter last week, went a bit better, and this is a harder race, but she might be able to place again. But I'm with Shimmel, 7, 3, 4 and 6.
Matt Hill likes number 3, Invincibella, to beat 7, 4 and 1. 3, 7, 4 and 1 in race 9. And the 10 races wraps up at 10 to 6.
Yeah, and we got Crack Me Up at 14, Parast at 13, Burning Front 34, Music Magnate 8, Peaceful State $4 in favourite, Dreamforce $4.40. Here he is, Tom Melbourne at $6 and $2.10 the place. Mr. Sneaky at 5, Sicconi at 12, and Loyalty Man is a $34 chance. Peaceful State, the most popular runner here, 4:40 to 4. Second pick is Mr. Sneaky. Third pick is Sicconi, and disappointed to say Tom doesn't sit in the top three, but he's there right behind them in fourth spot. Looking at the placehold, though, Tom doesn't have anywhere near the amount of money the place as a lot of other runners. So
well, he's gone into state, there. I guess. He's gone into state or something.
But the place, you know, the Charlie Chase, they should be on him, the ace player there.
All right, well, they could jump in. Dean, how do you see the last?
I'm going with Andrew, I think for small field, there's quite good speed. I thought his run in the Rupert Clark was terrific, considering he had to go a long way back from the draw. Going with him to beat Peaceful State, who the Rupert Clark was a bit of a non-event for. He drew wide and just kept getting wider. 2, Parast might just need one more, but he's a 1,400-metre winner here, arrived at speed. And Dreamforce, he'll be better for that first up run down the straight at Flemington. 8, 5, 2 and 6.
Yeah, I like number 5, Peaceful State here. There's terrific speed in the race. It was super first up. It was just given no hope at all second up. It's had time to get over that. It's got a soft 5 wind to its name, and I just can see it charging down the outside and winning to beat number 6, Dreamforce. Bit basic first up. We'll put that down to the straight and gets a great run from the draw. Number 8, Mr. Sneaky, going really well and went better last time, ridden quieter. And 9, Sicconi, who this is a harder race, but certainly should have finished closer last time. 5, 6, 8 and 9.
Okay, I've just been notified here. I've made a shocking blue this morning. Matt Hill's tips. I will recap Matt Hill's tips for you in full in just a moment. I've marked them MH for two, and I've buggered it right up. So my apologies. I'll give you Matt Hill's tips in full in just a moment for the 10-race card. Righto, Mark, what's your best?
Hoss, my best is race 5, number 6, Very Elegant, and race 10, number 5, Peaceful State.
5, 6, and Peaceful State as well, 10, 5. Good on you, Mark. Good luck today.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter's tips are 14, 18, 2, and 8 in the cup. And Dean, how are you going to play the card?
Andrew, my best, Eduardo, race 3, number 6, and Very Elegant, race 5, number 6.
Race 5, number 6. All right, well, the forecast is for clearing showers, Dean, so it'll be interesting to see how it plays the next few hours.
Well, Andrew, I'm about 20 minutes from the course, and it is belting down. So, there you go.
All right, well, we'll keep an eye on that. We're obviously getting more rain in Melbourne and parts of Melbourne than what the Bureau forecast. Have a good day, Dean.
Perfect. Thank you, Andrew.
Dean Lester there. Just wrap up some jockey challenges, and then I'll give you Matt Hill's numbers for the Caulfield program.
Right, sticking at Caulfield for Cup Day there. The Jockeys Challenge has John Allen, the 3.30 favourite, over Damien Lane at 3.40. James McDonald, 5.50. Any other jockey at 6. Huey Bowman at 10. Regan Bayliss, 14. Timmy Clark, 16. Dwayne Dunn at 17. At Randwick for City Tattersall's Day, Tommy Berry, the $3 favourite, over Jason Collard at 4. Adam Hieronymus at $4.40. Josh Parr, $6.50. Rachel King, $7.50. Jay Ford at 10. Any other jockey, 51. Andrew Atkins at 61. At Doomben, Dale Smith, the favourite, 260 over Jimmy Byrne, 270. Jeff Lloyd, 350. Matty McGilvray, 13. Any other jockey, 19. Jackson Murphy, Brad Stewart, Ryan Maloney, the other riders. And at Newcastle, Chad Lever, 220 favourite over Jeff Penza, 230. Andrew Gibbons at 6. And then the other riders are Michaela Weir, Josh Adams, Grant Buckley, and Ben Looker. The Jockey's Challenges today, Andrew. And good luck to all of the owners of their horses running, no matter where they're running in Australia today, whether you're a first-time owner or you've had horses run for a lot of times. A very, very exciting day for you, I'm sure.
All right. I don't know where that quite come from. It's unusual, Muns, from you.
Yeah, well, Andrew, it all may be told a little bit later.
Okay. Righto, you've left me very much...
you don't know. You don't have a clue what I'm talking about,
no,
Andrew.
No, I don't.
But
no,
those people that was aimed at, they're very, very well aware of it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Glenn. Have a good day.
See you, mate.
Glenn Munsey there from TAB. Now, I got them right for the first four races for Matt Hill, but I'll give you the lot. Then I changed a few. My apologies. I think I was giving you a double set of Mark Hunters. So here are Matt Hill's numbers. In the first, 1 to beat 9, 6 and 10. Race 2, 4, 3, 1 and 6. Race 3, 6 to beat 3, 2 and 8. Race 4, now it's numbers 1 to beat 4, 3 and 6. Race 5, it's 6 to beat 8, 2 and 9, 6, 8, 2, 9. Race 6, 3 to beat 1, 2 and 7, 3, 1, 2, 7. Race 7, 7 to beat 1, 3 and 4, 7, 1, 3, 4. Race 8, Matt Hill likes 17, that is Night's Watch, to beat 6, 2 and 14 in the cup. 17, 6, 2 and 14. Race 9, 3 to beat 13, 6 and 1. 3, 13, 6 and 1. And in race 10, it's 6 to beat 8, 9 and 2. 6, 8, 9 and 2. Matt Hill's best. Race 5, number 6. Very Elegant. So that gives you the right set of tips there for Matt Hill. That's Caulfield. In a moment, we'll look at Doomben.
It's Brett Ogle here. Look, Drummond Golf has asked me to do a world first on radio, a 15-hour commercial where I read out their entire stock list to prove that only Drummond Golf has a range that includes all the famous brands in bags, clubs, buggies, balls, shoes, clothing and accessories. But like you, I'd rather be out playing golf. So if anyone from Drummond Golf asks, Can you tell them you heard the 15-hour ad and it was fantastic? Thanks.
The excitement continues at Royal Randwick Saturday, October 27, with spring racing on Cox Plate Day. Get trackside and get behind our golden girl Wings as she contests her fourth consecutive Cox Plate. All the action from Moonee Valley will be live on the big screen. For world-class racing, award-winning hospitality and entertainment, book spring racing on Cox Plate Day Saturday, October 27 at theracers.com.au.
90-40 legends. Six teams playing for over $100,000 in prize money and raising money for the Mark Hughes Foundation. The Legends of League return. One action-packed day of old-school rugby league. Come marvel at the skills of household names. Menzies, Baderas, Hindmarsh and Saylor. Saturday, November 17, Central Coast Stadium. Get your tickets now for the Legends of League from Ticketek.
Whoever you're backing in the $1 million Chase Grand Final, Tab's got you covered with a $200,000 projected first four pool. That's right, $200,000 at Wentworth Park this Saturday night. Don't miss a minute of the action and watch every race live on the Tab app. With more Sky Racing than any other app, including Sky One, Sky Two and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Who are you backing this spring? Tab, download the app and visit your local. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Wake up to sport and racing Monday morning from 5:30.
This is Racing HQ, and with over 150 years of expertise, the specialist team at HQ Insurance are passionate about horses and privileged to be an integral part of the bloodstock industry. HQ Insurance, the headquarters of Equine Insurance. Find us at hqinsurance.com.au or call them on 89 13 1640. That's 89 13 1640. Great to have HQ Insurance, or one of our major sponsors on Racing HQ on a Saturday. Let's go to Doomben. Fine day up there. Soft 7, Penno 5.64. There are 47 finals. Race 1, number 7. Race 2, 5, 8 and 9. The 3rd, 4, 9 and 10. The 4th, 2, 6 and 11. Race 5, take out 6, 8, 10 and 12. Race 6, 4, 8, 10 and 13. Race 7, the scratchings are 2, 12, 13 and 15. Race 8, 3, 6, 11, 15. Then the emergencies, 18 through 23. Race 9, 2, 8, 11, 17 and 18. And race 10, take out 7, 12, 14, 16 and then 17 and then 19 through 24. So there are 47 scratchings at Doomben. Bernadette Cooper, good morning.
Oh, morning, Ben. We're just thrilled to be racing in Queensland, actually, because we've lost about 8 meetings in the last 10 days.
Yes, exactly. Let's hope the weather's fine up there, isn't it?
It is fine. They're saying 28 degrees. It's pretty humid, but it'll be fine.
All right, let's jump into this card as we've just gone through a heap of scratching. So the markets, let's get them up here on the Tab app. And in the first race, due at 12:38 our time, this is the two-year-old Gun Tonte. He's number one at $1.75 over Okeech Cho B at $3.10 and Buckets of Pride at $6. Robert's got the favourite here, Gun Tonte's.
Yeah, and look, it's always hard to go past good race experience this early in the season. So this horse hits the ground running. They really let him rip along middle stage the other day as well, and he found a good kick. And he steps up, I think, about 60 metres in distance today, and should be fitted for that, and he handled the heavy. So you have to go with this odds on pop, I think. Six is a danger for mine. Buckets of Pride. She was terrific in the fillies version on the same day. She copped some bad backwash from the interference at about the half mile and was really held up for the next couple of furlongs and charged late. So I think she's a real danger. Okeechobee obviously trialled super from the Van Dyke stable. First starter, really not let off the steal in that trial though. And to the Odyssey, so 1, 6, 8 and 2.
To race number 2, and Aura Donna's the favourite, number 1 at 370. $4.02. Prue's Angel at $4. And 7 Hour BB at $4.20. Really hasn't been any market moves at this early stage.
Yeah, look, I don't want to get off Aura Donna, and I think even though she's favourite, she's still a very good price over $4. So the key thing for her today, one, she loves a wet track. Two, she's 1,200 back to 1,050, where she's won the majority of her races. And she has that nice inside draw with the claim. So, you know, she gets four solid ticks there, and very winnable race for her, and not a bad price, I don't think. Dangers are, I think, our BB. She's probably a bit of the class factor. We've not seen her since July. Then up on the wave, Mashani Electra has also got good short course form on wet tracks. Fabulous, actually. And Prue's Angel, the best of the rest. Also, a bit of a watch on Hearts Lifted here today, who's the last time we saw it, it ran behind the Bostonian. She does like a heavy track. Whether or not 1,050 might be a bit sharp for her, but keen on her return. 1, 7, 6, and 2.
Race number 3, and FOMO's the favourite here. Number 2, equal with number 3, Happy Hooves, and 11, Bella Occi. They're all at $5, and Umberto, number 6, the next best, at $5.50. So an open betting race.
Yeah, that's right. I really like FOMO. He's a big, strong chap from the Curry stable, rocked in on a heavy track, you know, probably a fairly ordinary field. There were only three opposition in it for him, so four horse field. But he bolted in by 5 lengths, nearly 3 lengths to the third horse. He just gapped them. He has failed on a heavy track also, but I think it was more the distance than the state of the track. So nice claim on speeder. He does everything right. I'm sticking with him. Dangers are Umberto, who they actually rode for speed the other day, and I surmise he'll try and hold a spot from that inside draw here today. 11, which is Bella Occi, probably a query. That's a stablemate to FOMO. Probably a query that last sort of 50 to 80 metres. And Love and Rocket, I think, is actually the class horse in the race. And tempo probably a little against him first up behind for Benny, who led and controlled that race. So 2, 6, 11, 7.
2, 6, 11, and 7 to race 4. Number 8, Dream Kisses, favourite at $3.70. 9, Femi Fireball at $3.80. And Masterati, number 5, the next best at $6.50. Scorches also there at $6.50.
Yes, I'm with Femi Fireball here. I guess it depends on how heavy this track is once they open it up a little bit, but the only time we have seen her on a heavy track was in the Queensland Guineas, and she was beaten by Sambra on that occasion, about 3.5 lengths. Prior to that, she had 4 lengths, 5 lengths per us, and less than a length to Marsupial. So she raced in some pretty good company. She's in a benchmark 70 race here today. She was scratched from the wet track a couple of weeks ago. Rob's sort of not sure, but I think if you're getting beat less than 4 lengths on a heavy track in a Guineas, you're probably going to get through it all right here today. So Femme Fireball on top, Scorcher, you know, she's a hidden dragon. She's 1 for 1 on a heavy, and she's got that from within form. And I went the way of the favourite, Dream Kisses, and 5, Maserati. So 19.85.
19.85 in race 4. Race 5 at Doomben. We've got Courts of King, number 2, the favourite here, at $3. Fortinsky at $3.50. They control it at this stage. Time to Talk, the next best, number 9, at $7.50.
I like Dream Finish here. She is third run in today. She comes through the Nikanova Fortinsky form line, which I think is the strongest form line probably in this race. Good draw down in the waist. Just depends how much ground they're making up by the time we get to this race. I mean, of course, the King is able to walk them in front. It'll make it pretty tough for her to catch him. But if something strings him a little bit, like Belle Burgess or even All Night Saint, I surmise. So he might have a bit of company in front, which will help her a little bit. So Dream Finish to beat Courts of King. Fortinsky will be flying late, and Time to Talk the best of the rest. The 3, 2, 4, 9.
And Dream Finish at the moment is $8 with Tab Fixed Odds, Bernie's top tip in race 5. Race 6, Galtiero, number 11, the favourite, $3.10 to $3 over the last 40 minutes or so. Impovado, number 1, at $5. And Esther Garage, number 3, for the Chris Wallace stable. It's next at $5.50.
Yeah, I'm sticking with Monaco Snob, although I concede it's pretty rare for a horse to win 5 races in a row. But this horse loves this trip. I know it to win the length of straight to win the other day, but he just seems to get it done. So he sticks at the same weight and meets a lot of the same horses again. So I'll stick with him. Dangers, Galtiero, the favourite. A few question marks on him here today. Wet, trip, certainly on his mare's side, bred to get this sort of trip. And when you watch this horse in his action, he looks like an outright stayer. The jockey's going to be at him sort of half a mile from home. He just keeps that winding up and creating that momentum. So I'm really keen to see how he steps out to 2,000 here today. Improvado and then Epic Ranch, 6, 11, 1 and 3.
6, 11, 1, 3 to race 7, a Class 6 plate. Number 10, I've Got a Nil, is the favourite at 3.30. 1, Freddie Foxtrot at 3.90. And number 5, Just Orm, the next best at $4.40.
Well, Freddie's a good horse, but how do you go past 51.5 kilos on a wet track for this I've Got a Nil, who, you know, was just beaten on the line by Bold Chance, first up from the spell, and Bold Chance had that perfect camp just in behind him out of the breed, peeling off his heels as they straighten. So, yep, it just sucks you in, doesn't it? 51.5, and I think, what price is he? 360, did you say?
Yeah, 330 yeah. now, 330.
330 now, yeah. I still think that's a pretty good price for this horse here today. So 10 to beat Freddie Foxtrot. Bold Chance obviously gets that dream run again in behind him, but I don't know that he has as good a heavy track form. And the 7, Star Havarada from the Terry McCarthy stable. Lightweight, good record. Third up, he's cherry ripe, so 10.137.
To race number 8, number 4, Straight Home's the favourite here in an open betting race. $4.80 at the moment. Number 9, Miming at $5.50, and Sweet Adeline is at $6. Just before I get your thoughts, Bernie, Jason Kerr, the track manager at Caulfield, has just let me know that Caulfield has been downgraded to a soft 5 5 minutes ago at 9.40. So Caulfield with the showers through the morning, now a soft 5. All right, Bernie, give us your thoughts in race 8.
Well, this is a Class 3 plate, so there's a whole stack of provincial form in this race. So I've come back to Miming, who won a Class 4 beating Miss Severina last time out, but she missed the start. She probably posied up in a pretty reasonable spot after that, bullocked her way out and was too good. So I'm hoping that she can step it up a notch here today in the city, even though technically class-wise this is a weaker race. So Miming to beat Straight Home, nothing wrong with his form. It's great. Probably a little out of his comfort zone when leading last start at the Gold Coast and happened near last at Grafton when he slipped up the fence. So he's going great guns. The 8, So You Wish, I think he'll press forward and take up a leading position here. And then I went the way that Miss Severina. So 9, 4, 8 and 13.
To the last, race number 9. It is the last, isn't it? Second last, race 9. just when you thought
size,
it was over.
Size matters in Brisbane, Ben. We've got 10.
Jammy Lady, number 9, is the favourite here at $3.50 for Steve O'Day. Plumaro, number 3, at $4.80. And Shemert, number 1, next best, at $7.
Yeah, well, Plumaro's got to be the best horse in this race. I wish I knew a little bit more about the prep getting to here today, but we'll catch Kevi Kemp, no doubt, when we get to the races, corner him and see what she's done at the trials recently. But, you know, it's three, just under 4 lengths, the Autumn Sun, 3.5 Lean Mean Machine is pretty good form for a race like this. I suppose it depends if they're making ground here today. I surmise they will. The rail's in the half a metre position once they open this track up a bit. And I think they'll be coming from anywhere. She loves a wet track. She's about 58.5, but she's clearly got the best form in the race for mine. I think Shemert's a definite improver, given the track suits her. That inside alley vital as well, because she was off the track there first up. And it looked plain, but she's way better than that. Then I'm going away to 9. Jami Lady, obviously 2 from 2. She's unbeaten. And the 5, Desert Digby. So 3, 1, 9 and 5.
Let's move to the last now. Race 10. 2 Cedarwood's the favourite at $4. 11 Foxy Affair. It's been 7 into 6 this morning. And number 5, Queen of Kingston, has been 9 into 7.50 this morning.
We've got a few C's in this race. And I'm actually going to stiff one that could be described as that at some time, just because of his inconsistency. But he looks like he's come back from a spell really well. And this is Tony Gollins or Salmanazar. The blinkers on today. He's won twice, sticking up. He's run super. first up from a spell behind Freddy Foxtrot, although beaten three lengths, still 1,200 metre race first up. This is now 1,350, as I said, with those blinkers on, that good second up form. So he's placed on wet tracks before. He's not won on them, but he has placed on them. But he's got barrier one. I don't know that that's going to be the best place by then, but time will tell. So Salmanazar to beat Cedarwood, obviously dropping back to 1,350, the major key for him here today. For Beanie, we'll be looking to lead them a merry waltz here, and I thought absorb the pressure well at Ipswich. And, I reckon I've written down the wrong number there. I've written down 4. And I think it should be 11, Foxy Fair there, actually. So 6, 2, 3 and 11.
Righto, 6, 2, 3 and 11. It is in the last. And at the moment, Salmanazar is at $8.50. There has been a change in the market there with all the scratchings, but it is $8.50 at this stage, number 6. Have you got a best bet?
Yeah, I think I've got an L in the 7th is the best bet there today.
Righto, that's race 7 for the best bet. All right, Bernie, you go and enjoy Doomben, that long day there for you.
I will. Thanks, Ben.
Good on you. Thank you. So race 7, number 10, the best for Bernadette Cooper at Doomben. We're going to focus in on Newcastle in just a tick. Just a reminder, with those showers that have fallen at Caulfield in Melbourne this morning, that track has now been downgraded to a soft 5. Soft 5 at Caulfield, and we'll continue to monitor that. Now to Newcastle. They have had no rain since last weekend. Fine and a good for the rail at 7. Now, Bless me. Sorry about that. In race 1 at Newcastle, there is a late scratching of number 3, Shiriero. It got injured on the float on the way to the track. So a late scratching, race 1, number 3 at Newcastle. Races 2, 3 are clear. Race 4, take out 2 and 9. Race 5, take out 8, 12. And the two emergencies being late ones, 14 and 15. Race 6 is clear. Race 7, take out 1, 11 and 14. And race 8, the emergencies, 13 and 14. So they're in total 3 late scratchings. Race 1, number 3. And then race 5, the two emergencies, 14 and 15. Gary Harley, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. Beautiful day. One of our favourite days at Newcastle, the Ronald McDonald House Charity Race Day, raising money for a good cause. Rain expected, but not the last of the meeting, I understand. There is more rain on the way, which will make a lot of people happy.
Yeah, exactly. All right, and let's have a look at them. They have, just looking at the tab, they have taken out the late one in the first here. So Miss Moana's the favourite, number 8 at $1.65 for John Sargent. 2 Regal Rage at $3.40. They dominate the market, Gary.
She looks a winner, the favourite, Miss Moana, New Zealand bred filly. Trained by John. Last start at Goulburn in a 1,600 metre race, 9th of October. Got back near last, made good ground, but got too far back in the race. Had a couple of good placings recently at Wyong and at Newcastle, up to 1,600. It's not a great field by any means. She's got a bit of potential, staying potential. I like her. Number 2, Regal Rage for David Payne. Renfrew the other day at Hawkesbury, but that beat 6 lengths. It was placed here, 2 runs back. Number 7, Power From Within's got a place hope. And number 4, Harlington Magic, likewise. Odds on, but looks a winner. 8-2-7-4.
To race new at Newcastle on this good 4, what have we got here? Number 4, Kitnami, if I go with that?
Katami,
yep. Number 4 at $3.30. Royal Swagger, number 5 at $4.40. And the Varlis, number 9 for Godolphin, it's at $4.60. So competitive little race on the market at this stage, Gary.
I haven't tipped Katami, but I hope it races well, because it's part owned by one of our colleagues in Wayne Harris, former Victorian horse, who's first up today, had a few placings over this way. I like the trial of number 5, Royal Swagger. Got terrific speed. It cleared out in that Beaumont trial win on the 18th of September. First run in a race in a good stable with Damien Lane. Jay Cole riding well. Barrier 2, hit the ground and run. Destiny's Choice, knocking on the door, got a chance. Katami, the trial was okay. Carmen Manane trains a partner. Oh, no, Chris O'Brien's not riding today. Robbie Dolan is. He claims it'll run a race for Lane and the Team, and number 9, Navarez. 5149.
5149 in race 2. Good luck to you, Wayne. The third race at Newcastle, number 3, American Salute here for Matt Smith. Currently the $2.50 fixed odds favourite. And just checking movement this morning here. It's been at that quote most of the morning. Venture Capital, number 4 at 440. And number 1, 9's enough at 460.
She's a very fast mare, Venture Capital, owned by Bert Vieira and the family. Gerald had her early on. Gerald Ryan's run a couple of nice provincial races. She's been with Brett Partelli for a fair time. She run third, nailed run down very late the other day, 1,000 metres at Wyong, by Power Rush. He goes very good. Look, she's got terrific speed. I doubt whether they'll lead her. The last bit down the long straight's always the worry. But she did just get beat here 2 runs back by progression. She'll give them something to chase. American Salute is going really good. It runs second at Canberra last start. Got behind the leaders, was a bit erratic in the race early. It went back to third last, lost its position and really hit the line good. I can see why it's favourite. Number 2, Jack Simic. He's a get-back horse who loves the long straight area. He'll get to the line good at good odds. And number 6, Buck and Beauty. Bolted in here the other day in a mate. This is harder. 8-3-2-6.
Race 4 of Ben...
Sorry, Andrew. 4-3-2-6.
Yeah. I thought I wrote down 4. Yeah, 4-3-2-6 for Gary in race 3. To race 4, the benchmark 64. Fuji Fury here for Australian Bloodstock, number 7, the favourite at 2.40. 6, High Rush, drifting out this morning to $5. And number 5, So You Merge. It's been 6 into 5.50 this morning over the last hour or so.
I'm going to have a throw at the stumps at 1, I think around $8, Chief Kidder. Mark de Montfort's got it. Jeff Penn's a riding. Its last run at Hawkesbury over 1,800 was slow out. Went too keen and then had to be steadied at the 1,600. Got beat a fair way. But if you go back to 2 runs back at Hawkesbury when Graham Salil only run it down late on the line, and it was placed at Warwick Farm in Canterbury back in August, I think a good each-way hope here with a top jockey and, the, of course, the trip's no worry at all. Chief Kidder, number 7, Fuji Fury. You can't do any more than win. I know they've been up on the North Coast in much weaker company than this, and it's 1-2 out of 2. So You Merge, a stable mate, also with Chris Lee, building up to a win, gets to the line good. And number 6, High Rush, 3-7-5-6.
And it's currently at $6, Gary, Chief Kidder. $6 is where it sits right now with Tab Fixed Odds. To race 5, the 3-year-old Maiden, restrained here for Godolphin. It's the favourite at $3.10. It's been a mover into that quote this morning. 1 Picaro at $4.20. And then it's out to 6 Bravo Del Campos. It's at $9. But early on the money for restrained.
TBR to beat. I'm with the top mate. And I got a bit more confidence about half an hour ago when I gave Gary Portelli a ring, just to see that he was confident. Mate, this horse has run terrific races against Group Company last time in Dealmaker, a contender for the Derby in Melbourne. Only beat him 3 lengths one day when he got back. He ran fourth to the Carl last start, beat 2 lengths at Canterbury in June. He had a very quiet trial recently. Gibbo's riding him. Now, Gary said he wants him to go forward first up, 1,200. He's nice and fresh. I reckon he's got a terrific hope. However, after watching 2 nights back the trial of restraint, I can see why it's favourite. First starter for Godolphin, a brilliant trial just recently, and it'll be very hard to beat. I can't really separate them, but I went 1 to beat 4, 6 and 10.
1, 4, 6 and 10 in race 5. Race 6, a benchmark 64. 2, Kalnura. It's at $4 and drifting to that quote. High Tranquility, number 4 at $4.40. They've jumped on Roy's Command early here for Todd Howlett, Gary. Opened this morning at 7 and it's now at $4.40.
He ran a terrific race the other day at Musselbrook. We'll get to it in a minute. Now, Kalnura, just to explain the name, that Kalnura is a place up high there near Gosford, and that's where Larry Pickering had his farm. Pat Webster lives up there, and a few others, and that's how the horse is named, because Harvey Woodhouse, the owner and breeder, lives there. Mate, he's a horse that can do a lot of wrong, and he's got terrific country form around Scone and Musselbrook. Digger McClellan rides him well for his mate David Atkins, and he can get up on the bit, but he does race on pace, and I think he can win the race. Number 7, Royce Command, missed a kick the other day. That was the end of the section at Musselbrook. I thought the run was very, very good. Trial well before that. It is a big hope here for Todd Allen. High tranquility will run well for John Sargent. And number 8, Princess Patton, likes the bit of giving the ground, and that's what it'll get today. 2, 7, 4, and 8.
The second last is race 7 and number 5, Playard, for Gary Fraser. Currently at $3.80 with Tab Fixed Odds. It has tightened a little bit into $3.80. Sparkling Star, number 8, at $5.50. And Mashani Stealth, the next one, at $6.
Andrew, one of the reasons Playard's tightened a bit is the top weight Co-Fight come out. It won yesterday, I think, at Taree. Mate, I like this horse. He's my best bet of the day. Anyone who wants to see a run and a half, get your computer out and go back to Scone on Cup Day when he drew barrier 18, 3 and 4 deep all the way, sprinted around the field, went straight past Sabatiano at the 200. Sabatiano fought back and beat him a nose. The run was outstanding. He had a couple of runs since, went to the paddock, bowled him in a recent trial at Rose Hill. They walked in the trial and he just sprinted away. His biggest worry, Andrew, is he's got bad manners at the barrier. He got his head caught.